Come on.
Oh, yes. You got a feeling you get when you haven't looked at the news for about a week or so. And then you turn it on, you're like, what the fuck?
So much fuckery. Where do I begin to start? Hitting me left and right, it's tearing me apart. Dissecting the shit down, I've got it to an art. Don't need all the side shit, I'll serve it a la carte. Do it the way I do, I think you know the deal. Ain't no fake news here, motherfuckers, I keep it real. Too much bullshit to fit on one wheel, so I present my slot machine with a fuckery reels. Yeah. That's right, the Big Angerfield Podcast number 74. Holy motherfucker of all goddamn shit, there's a lot of craziness going on out there. I don't even know where to start, so I'm gonna need a little help. Earlier on, I had the wheel of fuckery. Spin the wheel, lands on one thing. It's just too much fuckery right now. So I need three wheels, or reels, if you will, for something I like to call the reels of fuckery. Because we are indeed in for some real fuckery. So let's get our handy little news crisis slot machine and get ready to spin. Here we go! Atlanta airplanes and light bulb out. All right, power outage at the Atlanta airport. Here we go.
Thousands of travelers are still stuck in Atlanta after a massive power outage shut down the world's busiest airport yesterday. Power was knocked out for nearly 11 hours.
11. I was waiting for it.
Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport.
I knew
it. Power came back on just before midnight. More than 1,100 flights were
canceled. 1,100. 11. They love that 11. Illuminati shit. I knew it.
About 30,000 passengers, some of whom say they were stuck on the tarmac for at least 7 hours.
How do you have a power outage at just the airport?
Chris Van Cleve is at Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta, where officials are still evaluating the cause.
If it was New York, it'd be terrorism.
Cheers of joy late Sunday night at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport when the lights finally
just call it
came
Atlanta.
On.
Nobody cares about the name of the airport.
Lights came on. Yeah. That was exciting.
That was great.
Blackout in Atlanta.
But for much of the day, this is what the inside of the nation's busiest airport looked like. Thousands of passengers.
At least the video looks real this time.
As the airport ground to a standstill.
Even though the cause
we
is a little suspect.
Old people down the escalators and up escalators.
Fuck them. Throw them down.
Wheelchairs. And my heart was like racing because I'm scared for these people's lives.
Once we walked down the escalator, which was a nightmare, then we have to go through the tunnels that are pitch black. It's scary. That was a nightmare.
Hundreds more travelers were stuck inside airports.
That's the worst, being stuck in that cramped seat.
The
water, they don't tell you what's going on.
5 months old with me.
Well, fuck you for bringing a 5 month old on a plane. Imagine that. Being stuck on a plane for hours and with crying children.
No light.
Georgia Power believes switchgear failed, sparking an underground fire that took out backup systems and substations powering the airport. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed.
I guarantee you, if Kennedy Airport in New York went out, it would be terrorism within a split second. They didn't even mention terrorism here. You ever notice that?
With well over 1,000 flights canceled, the power outage hit Delta the hardest. Atlanta is its main hub.
Glad I don't fly Delta that often.
Continued issues Monday in Atlanta could mean problems at airports across the country.
So as a result, you have this terrible mess with airplanes not where they should be, crews not where they should be, and passengers not where they should be.
This is some shit. You know, a major power outage at the busiest fucking airport, sometimes in the world, definitely in the country. Yeah, it surpasses O'Hare, believe it or not. Not one mention of terrorism. If anything happens in New York, it's terrorism, because it's New York, and New York is so fucking special. Something happens in Atlanta, who gives a fuck? And I love how they keep saying the full name of the airport. Nobody gives a fuck. Why do they have to keep calling it Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport? Just call it the Atlanta Airport. That's fine. We know what it is. Very rarely, airports with nicknames or airports that are named after somebody, rarely do we call it by that name, with a couple of exceptions. Kennedy in New York being one, maybe John Wayne Airport in Orange County. But even on the screen, it's still going to say Orange County on there. I mean, nobody calls Burbank Airport Bob Hope. You ever hear anybody say, hey, I got to pick somebody up at the Bob Hope Airport? No, you say Burbank Airport. Because they've changed their name back to Hollywood Burbank. That was what they were known as in the 60s. Like the Hollywood is going to draw more people in. That bullshit. It's Burbank. It says Burbank on the fucking screen, all right? Hollywood my ass. If it said Hollywood, I wouldn't want to go there. Fucking power outage in the air. That is some major fuckery right there. And you know how stupid people are in the airport when the lights are on. Imagine how they are when the lights are off. holy fuck, you got thousands of retards all being retarded at the same time with the lights out and no answers to the stupid questions. And imagine the people on the airplane. Holy shit. You know, people think flight attendants have an easy job. Maybe on a routine flight, it doesn't seem like there's much going on and they don't need to do anything. But when there's situations like this, and you're stuck on the tarmac for hours and you don't even know the reason why, and you have to bullshit your way through it with a smile on your face, and you got a plane full of fucking halfwits asking you stupid questions, having crying babies, they stink. People stink bad enough when they get on the plane. Imagine when they're stuck there for hours. You know, the deodorant starts to wear off. You know, some of them don't have deodorant on to begin with. You get stuck on a plane with a few Arabs on there. Holy fuck. P.U. People don't wipe their ass. People just fucking stink. Imagine being stuck next to that guy for hours and you're stuck there. You can't get out of the airplane and they don't let you and they don't tell you why. And there's probably some stupid airline policy where you can't serve drinks. You can't unload the soda cart at this time. You barely have enough water for those little cups. People are just bombarding you with dumbass questions. When are we going to take off? Well, duh, if I knew that, I'd fucking tell you. If I knew that, we'd be off the fucking ground by now, wouldn't you think? Look around you. There's no fucking lights. The fucking runway is dark. Maybe that's a clue as to what's going on. There were no thunderstorms or anything like that. The power was just gone. Underground fire, so they say. This, to me, seems like somebody's game. Like how roaches react when you turn on the lights. Well, let's see how people react when you turn off the lights at the busiest airport in the fucking country. Doesn't that sound like somebody's sick joke? Somebody's just fucking around. Dance, puppets, dance. What can we do for shits and giggles today? Hey, let's cut the power off at the Atlanta airport. Perfect. Why didn't we think of that the day before Thanksgiving? That would have been a lot of fucking fun. Cutting the power off. Good one, Bob. Your ranks in the Illuminati just raised one notch. Make sure the news says 11 several hundred times. 1100 times, to be specific. Of course, they have to ground a lot of flights around the country that go to Atlanta. So you're dealing with a lot of fucking hillbilly cities. You know, anywhere that Southwest flies to in the South. Floridians. Oh, boy. That is why flight attendants should be paid a lot more. All right. Done with that one. Let's get back to the reels of fuckery. Let's see. Milhouse from The Simpsons, a dollar sign, and a Confederate flag. Oh, yeah. The Keaton Jones story. Some cracker-ass little kid had put up a viral video about being bullied. And the attention whore mom started a GoFundMe account. This isn't phony at all, is it now?
To Keaton Jones, a young boy whose tearful video about being bullied
looks like a retard.
Millions. It sparked a movement. Athletes, celebrities,
inbred.
Many people rushing to his side. But this morning there
who are these fucking people?
About
losers.
Posts reportedly made by Keaton's mother.
Bleeding heart losers.
Now she is responding. ABC's TJ Holmes is here with more on that. Hey,
TJ Holmes, motherfucker.
No, millions of people were heartbroken.
Of course, the
image.
Black Reporter covers this story.
Crying and talking about being bullied. Well, yesterday,
pussy.
Another image
faggot.
Of him started to emerge. A picture
there's
a
bullying for you. That was the bullying we used to get when we were kids.
Flag.
We handled
his
that shit.
His mother admits she posted that picture of him and the family with the flag. But now she's trying to explain herself.
Because they're crackers.
So a lot of people aren't feeling so good about what was supposed to be a feel-good story.
None of this feels good.
I'm not ever a man.
Look at this bitch.
Any of this
heroin addict fucking fidgeting-ass bitch.
He's a brave boy from that
the fuck out of here.
Seen by more than
who would feel sorry
people?
For these people? You gotta be kidding me. Oh,
here's
please, just say leave Britney alone. You're as credible as that guy.
Earning him invitations from a list of celebrities and a slew of
morons.
Famous friends.
Idiots.
Is all time. He's a legend. Go check him
using
out.
Using this fucking
Keaton.
Platform to expand
the
their name, their brand name. Get the fuck out of
Keaton's
here, phony baloney.
After alleged social media posts, some believe are from his mother, Kimberly Jones, caused a swift
you
backlash
think?
From those who earlier quickly jumped online to support him.
We're
fucking
not racist.
Sheep.
I mean, and people that know us know that.
People that know that.
Facebook
cracker
account,
ass cracker,
which originally
shut
posted
up.
The bullying video, is now private. Jones told ABC News the photo of her family posing with the Confederate flag is real, but says
of course it's
not
real. They're trailer trash.
It was meant to be.
What do you fucking think they're gonna do?
And funny. And extreme.
Why is this even shocking?
I mean, genuinely, truly.
Look at this
sorry.
Broad. Look how disheveled back, she is.
I would.
And this is probably the best they can make her look for camera.
Alleged writing coming to light, many people online are still choosing to stand with Keaton.
Oh, God, there's a hashtag, stand with Keaton.
From his mother's reported actions.
Don't let me get on
one
there.
One tweeting, we cannot hold kids accountable for the actions of their parents and family.
Yeah, when you stand in front of a Confederate flag, you know what you're doing.
And to end it, let's continue to focus on that.
Should beat him with that flag.
Me. I mean, and whatever, that's fine, but still, talk to your kids. Talk to your kids.
How about stop having kids? That's better advice. Why don't you ever follow that advice?
But at the center of it all,
stop fucking your cousins and cranking out these inbred retards.
His message against bullying.
Don't let it go to the point it did for me. You have friends. Stand up for people that are mean bullying. If you see it, don't just watch it happen.
Oh, shut up. Shut up, you little cracker kid. Cracker-ass crackers. Rednecks. Trailer trash! From fucking Tennessee. Who feels sorry for these people?
I'm bullying. I'm bullying.
Oh, please. You know, this bitch is just trying to get her family on TV just like fucking Honey Boo Boo. It ain't gonna work. Starting a GoFundMe account. And a bunch of people poured into it. I do not understand the GoFundMe fucking nonsense. Who feels sorry for total strangers? What a scam. They feel better about themselves because now they're going to get some likes on social media for donating to the bullied kid. What are you getting for that money? I mean, if somebody in your own family was victimized, yeah, you would help them out, right? Why would you give a fuck about a complete stranger in bumfuck-ass Tennessee? Stop it. Stop being good Samaritans, all right? Nobody cares. It's a fucking scam. What are they doing with that money? Buying more Confederate flags? Buying one-way tickets to fucking L.A. so they can try to get on TV with their cracker family? By the way, you know, enough of the, I don't care about the Confederate flag shit. There's other pictures that disturb me. There's a picture with the mom and the daughter. I think they have 3 kids or so. They're probably more than that. Picture the mom and the daughter. They both have Snapchat ears on. You know how I feel about fucking Snapchat ears. It's ridiculous. It's bad enough when kids do it. But when 40-plus-year-old mom puts them on, you're a hoe, mom. All right? It's not cute. It's not funny. It looks ridiculous. And you're putting it on your kids. You're an attention whore. This is all horse shit. And anybody that put money into this GoFundMe account should just go fuck themselves. What suckers and these celebrities that are, I mean, come on. Anytime some video goes viral, celebrities jump on the bandwagon just so they could get their stupid face in front of another camera. That's it. To promote their own brand, to get future projects because, hey, I supported the bullied kid, so hey, put me in another movie. That's what that's all about. Don't give a fuck about this little fucking cracker-ass kid. I certainly don't. I wouldn't give 1 cent to any of this bullshit. There's so many GoFundMe scams. You know, these broads on Instagram with GoFundMe accounts to launch a modeling career or to put them through beauty school or some shit. You've seen this. Because they know all these thirsty motherfuckers, the same one that leave all these kiss-ass comments on their page, are the ones that are going to drop all the cash. Oh, baby, you look good, baby. I want to marry you, girl. You've seen this bullshit on there. They know that dudes are suckers and will pay as if they're going to get laid. You know what I mean? Ain't going to happen. All you're going to do is lose money. Just because these lazy-ass cunts don't want to work. And not just them, but a lot of these people, just like this cracker-ass family. Because they know people are bleeding heart morons. And we'll chip in. And you get enough people around the country to chip in. Shit, you can retire. They don't check facts. They don't check if this shit is legit. Unless there's enough of a backlash. And I think there is enough. And GoFundMe finally put the account on hold. But they've already collected, what, like $100,000? Some ridiculous amount? You suckers. Don't you have your own families to deal with? It's Christmas time. Buy your family some gifts. Don't worry about these cracker-ass people. They just want to get on television. By the way, how old is this boy? Take a guess. 11 years old. And don't you feel stupid? Don't you feel stupid for, number one, putting in money to GoFundMe account for a total stranger, and number two, finding out they're a bunch of redneck racist crackers. And I'll add a number three, this shit is all probably made up anyway. People are probably all actors. Look as hillbilly as they could get to tug at America's heartstrings. Illuminati strikes again. And do I feel sorry for anybody who dropped money into a GoFundMe account later to find out these people ain't who you thought they were? Fuck you. Fuck anybody that puts money into GoFundMe accounts for things they don't know. I understand Kickstarters. That I get. You know, if you believe in a product, like there's a lot of indie video games that start out as Kickstarters. I get that. You know, fans of a genre of a game, fans that want to see the game made, I get that kind of thing. And even if the game fails, you know, there's nothing you could do about that. But to give money to a family that you don't even know other than what you've seen on the news, and the news is a load of shit anyway, why? Why would you do that? And here's another why. Now, fans of the Tom Likas show, we just had our annual holiday party from hell last week. And a bunch of people chipped in to a GoFundMe account to get Bobby, fucking Bobby, you know, longtime caller of the show, get him out to the party. And I'm asking, why? Why did you do that? Now, I understood this the first time, 3 years ago, when Bobby was still kind of a novelty. People were anxious to meet him. You know, nobody's ever seen him before other than hearing his calls. I get it. But 3 years later, after he's proven to be a complete dick to a lot of people and to be an entitled fuckwad, why? Who are these people dropping coin to fly that fat? How much did that cost? That had to be about $600-$700 for a round trip ticket. And he came in the last hour of the party to not a lot of fanfare. I mean, was it really worth it? Was it really worth all that money to fly Bobby out here? He's a grown adult. Yes, he's been through hard times, many of which are his own fault. You know, you gotta let him act like an adult. If he can't afford to come out for events, then fuck him. A lot of people can't make it to the event, including a lot of people that live close to the event, all right? Because they had to work. You know, work when you have a job, when you make money to do things. When you're an enabler, they expect it every time. You know, they turn into entitled dicks. And that's what he's become. What is he, a fucking superstar? Nobody cares anymore. Gary Adino certainly didn't want anything to do with him, much to his dismay. So, you know, the whole thing really just kind of blew over. I really hope you feel good about yourselves. Everybody who spent money to fly that guy. You could use that money on drinks or anything. Christmas presents, anything else. Instead, you spent money for a relative stranger to fly across the country to an event that, quite frankly, nobody gave a shit whether if he showed up or not. And this is a guy that needs a handler. You know, you can't just turn him loose on the streets. God knows what he's going to do. Somebody needs to watch him at all times. And for a grown human being, that's insanity, all right? Rodney, the other freeloader that we all know, everybody was against him coming to the party, myself included. But I'll tell you the difference. Rodney actually bought a sub. Bobby has had them purchased his whole time. Thanks, enablers. Good job. You know, if you're going to gift somebody like one of your friends who needs it. Like somebody's about to get married or going through a divorce or, you know, stuck with some broad who's giving him hell. That's who needs to hear the show. Not Bobby. Come on. Bobby is done. Bobby is a done deal. And all his little ass suckers, I don't get you guys. I really don't. Bobby was funny in the beginning, all right? When we didn't know Bobby, when he was just the crazy caller to the show and to the Gary Adino show. But now that we've met him and now that we've seen what a complete asshole he's become and what a dick online especially is to a lot of people, including people that have taken him into their home, fuck him and fuck everybody who sucks his cock, all right? You know who you are. I'm not naming names. And fuck these cracker-ass families with their hashtags and their bullying and their Confederate flags and their GoFundMe accounts and their bullshit stories. Fuck you. Rot away in the trailer park where you belong. Get the fuck off my TV. All right, let's put some more coin in the machine and spin the reels of fuckery. Colin Kaepernick, P. Diddy, Carolina Panthers. The news media went crazy because of this piece of shit video. Take it away, Diddy.
Okay, y'all, this is just in breaking news. The North Carolina
Panthers. Doesn't he sound retarded?
Okay. North Carolina
Panthers. The North Carolina Panthers. No, it's just the Carolina Panthers, stupid.
Are up for sale.
He sounds like he just got fucked in the ass.
I believe it's time to turn the franchise over to new ownership.
You?
Well, I need to send a message out to everybody in the beautiful state of North Carolina. I will be the best NFL owner that you can imagine.
How about being prepared when you make this speech?
I will immediately...
Like, rehearse it.
...address the Colin Kaepernick.
Just sound like any other dumb kid posting a video.
And put him in the running for next year's starting quarterback. It's just competition, baby. It's just competition.
Competition.
But also, I will have the best halftime show.
Doubt it.
The best selection of music.
Doubt it.
And we will win Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
And the video cut off right there, so he's not exactly skilled at making home videos. What, one of your handlers couldn't do it? Somebody couldn't make that professional? You just have to do some crappy home fucking, you know, cell phone video? What a dipshit. P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever he's calling himself these days.
And I'm going to put Colin Kaepernick in. Oh, shut up. Shut up.
Colin Kaepernick is done. It's over with Colin Kaepernick. Send his ass to the CFL where he belongs. And send your ass, just retire. Stop making music. Do you even make music anymore? You killed Biggie. What more do you need to do? You're going to kill a football franchise as well? Why don't you take over the Cleveland Browns? They need help. Maybe he could be useful there. But no, he has to go to the Panthers. Because the previous owner, Jerry Richardson, he said he's going to sell the franchise, which he founded because of some sexual misconduct issues. Like Diddy doesn't have a few of those himself. What a load of shit. Diddy.
I'm gonna take over, y'all. I'm gonna take over the North Carolina Panthers and make Colin Kaepernick the quarterback.
Sounds like a dumbass. How do dumbasses make so much fucking money? P. Diddy's worth hundreds of fucking millions of dollars. I don't know. I don't understand how. At least Dr. Dre is above him. At least he's done something. Fucking Diddy. What have you done? Besides making horrible music and kill one of your best rappers. Shut up. I hope it happens. I hope he becomes the owner. I hope he brings in Kaepernick, and I hope they suck ass. I hope everybody beats the shit out of him. And then what are you going to do with Cam Newton? He can't be too happy about that news. Cam Newton's already a Fruit Loop enough as it is. Imagine if they bring in Kaepernick and start him over Cam Newton. He's going to throw a fucking shit fit. And it'll be entertaining, more entertaining than the NFL has been lately, I'll tell you what. Apparently Steph Curry wants in on this, even LeBron James, man. I mean, Jesus Christ already. It's becoming a shit show. That's why I watch hockey. Hockey does not have the drama that has crept into all the other sports. And speaking of sports drama, here's another one. ESPN president John Skipper, one of the most powerful figures in sports and media, nobody knew that until now, of course, stunned employees Monday with his sudden resignation. Well, anytime there's a sudden resignation, that means somebody fired your ass. Capping the most tumultuous year in the network's history. Yeah, ESPN has sucked for many years, not just this one. ESPN is over. Most basic cable channels are over. Cable is over. All right? Who the fuck watches cable channels? Who watches basic cable like the USA Network? And Comedy Central, except for South Park. What else do you watch on there? Anyway, Skipper told employees in an email that he struggled with a substance addiction for many... Oh, it's not a sexual harassment suit this time? At least I'm different. For many years, and was stepping down from his post as ESPN president and co-chairman of the Disney Media Networks. And by the way, speaking of Disney, they just bought a huge share of Fox, including the studios, including a lot of the cable channels. That's right. The Simpsons and Family Guy will now be Disney property. I'll bet you at least one of those shows will be getting the axe. Especially as much fun as they made of Disney. I have decided that the most important thing I could do right now is to take care of my problem. I come to this public disclosure with embarrassment, trepidation, and a feeling of having let others I care about down. He didn't give a fuck about that. Skipper has been the network's guiding force, which now we know why it sucks. He was doing the wrong drugs. In an unpredictable period, helping it secure television rights to some of the sporting world's biggest franchises and ruining them, and charged with steadying the ship, really? Really? Steadying the ship? It's been sinking for a long time. Amid changing viewership habits that resulted in a dramatic drop in subscription numbers in recent years. Yeah, it's all cable channels. Like I said, useless. Like network TV, like newspapers, like the radio. Not long ago, the company was regarded as perhaps the most bulletproof in all of media. But this year, ESPN has laid off hundreds of employees amid declining subscriptions and has been rocked by criticism that its talent and programming have become too political. Yeah, no shit. Even President Trump has weighed in. Well, of course he has. And why do we have to report that? Tweeting it's September. Yeah, every time he tweets, it's in the news. Tweeting ESPN is paying a really big price for its politics and bad programming. Well, he's right about that. Despite these challenges, Disney recently had signed Skipper to a contract extension. That's always what they do. They do it in sports, too. Like Mike Socha, he sucked for years as Angels manager, and they gave him a big contract extension. He needs to go. Signed him a contract extension that was supposed to keep him at the helm of ESPN through 2021. Yeah, ESPN itself isn't going to last that long. It had begun making an aggressive push in the digital realm. How's that working out? Now, in addition to plotting a path through rapidly changing market, the network will embark on an urgent search for a new leader. How about P. Diddy? That would be a good job for Diddy. Let him take over ESPN. Let's see what he does with it. ESPN has been the biggest albatross hanging over Disney's stock, and so Disney investors in Wall Street will be watching to see who they appoint. In a statement, Skipper said he discussed the matter with Disney executives, and we mutually agreed, no, they told you, that it was appropriate that I resign. Neither Skipper nor the network specified the nature of his addiction, cocaine or pills. I say pills because cocaine usually makes you work a lot harder and put out better product. I join John Skipper's many friends and colleagues across the company in wishing him well during this challenging time, said Bob Iger, the Disney chairman and chief executive officer, said in a statement. I respect his candor and support his decision to focus on his health and his family, the usual generic load of shit the executives have to say when they get rid of somebody. Skipper will be replaced on an interim basis by George Bodenheimer, who served as ESPN's president from 98 to 2011, back when it was kind of relevant. I've stayed in close contact with John, and I believe in the direction he's taken ESPN. Really? You believe in this direction? Downhill? What a load of crap. He's assembled an outstanding leadership team, no he has not, many of whom I know very well, and I am extremely confident, you're full of shit, we will work together effectively to move ESPN forward during this transition. It can't move any further backward, I'll tell you that. Skipper, who turned 62 on Tuesday, joined ESPN after stints at Rolling Stone and Us Weekly. Us Weekly. What does this guy know about sports? He was at Rolling Stone, who doesn't know anything about music, and Us Weekly, which is some fucking teeny bopper rag. You gotta be fucking kidding me! How is this guy qualified to run anything, especially a sports network? You ever look at the Us Weekly when you're in the checkout line at the grocery store? They have an Us Weekly on the side there. You ever look at that fucking piece of shit? This guy was in charge of that? One of those rags that call celebrities by their first name, thinking we all know who they are. Dan just broke up with Katie. Yeah, he was in charge of that shit. And we wonder why ESPN has become so feminized and so politically correct. I have no fucking idea. Well, get ready for more of it, because ESPN ain't going nowhere. All right, let's move on. It's time to spin the reels of fuckery. Washington State, Amtrak, and a lemon. Can only imagine what that means.
At least three people died Monday when an Amtrak train carrying nearly 80 passengers derailed in Washington State.
Whoops.
Train cars fell onto vehicles traveling on a highway
below.
That
is a bunch of fuckery right there. Look at that mess.
The accident scene is a jumble of derailed train cars, trucks, and automobiles.
Is there an 11 in this story somewhere?
It's pretty horrific.
People are screaming. It was crazy.
An Amtrak commuter train on a new, higher-speed line between Seattle and Portland derailed.
There's a fucking irony for you.
Emergency.
You watching this, Jerry Brown? You watching this?
This radio call captured the moment dispatchers first learned that cars had hurtled off a bridge.
Is there any video of this?
Interstate
5. I would love to see some video of shit falling off the tracks.
I'm still figuring that out. We got cars everywhere and down onto the highway.
One car flipped upside down onto the interstate. Another dangling precariously off the overpass.
Tax dollars at work.
Still others piled up, wreckage strewn over a wide area. Of the 14 cars, only one, the lead engine, remained on the tracks. No motorists were killed from the crash.
Oh. I was scared, you know. I was really scared.
Adrian Thompson was en route to see his mother for the holidays.
I just grabbed my laptop went flying. My phone went flying.
Within minutes of the derailment, dozens of emergency crews rushed in, as did drivers who witnessed the crash, like Trevor Culvey, who helped pull survivors to safety.
Fuck that. I'd get the hell out of there.
Next thing you know, myself and a few others are trying to get people medical care when we can.
See, at least they're doing something, not putting hashtags online.
But some local officials had expressed concern these tracks weren't safe enough for a commuter train traveling 80 miles an hour.
Yes, they are.
Those passengers who were able to walk away feel enormously fortunate.
I had to say a prayer multiple times after this. I feel blessed to be alive.
God is looking out for people riding the train.
Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are now on the scene here looking for an answer to that all-important question. What caused this accident on a newly rebuilt set of tracks meant for higher
speed
operation?
Because the people
operation.
That construct shit now don't know what they're doing.
The tracks, the train, or perhaps operator error. It could take weeks to get an answer.
Well, I don't think it was the train because it's the same old piece of shit Amtrak trains that always run, and they seem to do fine. The punchline, of course, here is that the tracks were redesigned to accommodate higher speeds. Well, somebody done fucked up. They clearly rushed this project to meet some deadline, some unrealistic deadline, and look what happened. And people are going to ride this bullet train that they're building in California right now? Bullshit, I ain't going anywhere near it. I probably won't be alive by the time they fucking open it, even in the first phase. These fucking liberal nutjob politicians who are so hellbent on rail projects, we're going backwards in time. How long have railroads been around? Since the goddamn 1800s. And we're still wasting money on this technology? Get the fuck out of here. I would love to be alive when our bullet train gets put into service and runs right off the fucking tracks. Everybody dies on the train. Whereas our maniac governor, Jerry Brown, won't be alive to see it. And most of us probably won't be alive to see it. But I hope that fucking happens. That'll put the end of wasting money on high-speed rail. That shit works in Europe because it goes between countries and they got the technology nailed down. We don't. This piece of shit bullet train goes between cow pasture and cow pasture. All right? We have a bunch of minimum wage earning dipshits building it. Think they know what the fuck they're doing? They have to meet unrealistic deadlines and it's going way over budget that we're all paying for. With those lovely higher gas taxes and registration fees and sales taxes. When you go out of state, you notice this shit. You notice the gas prices are much lower because they don't have the state tax. Sales taxes are lower. Some states don't even have sales tax. They're taxing the motherfuck out of us and look what they use it for. Bullet train to nowhere.
Well, this will save you a lot less hassle at the airport.
Yeah, bullshit. It doesn't go anywhere. At least when I go to the airport, I know I'm going to get to my destination. Unless I'm flying out of Atlanta, I know where I'm going. Bullet train, where are you going? From Fresno to Modesto or some godforsaken place? Forget it. But the fucking morons here keep voting to give these assholes more money. Because they believe the hype. They see the spin campaign on TV. Or the bullet train will get you there in complete comfort and you don't have to deal with the TSA. Well, you know what? I'll deal with the TSA. I know how to deal with the TSA. If you're not a fucking idiot, dealing with the TSA is a breeze, all right? It's the fucking morons that mess it up. That's why the lines are so long. I've talked about this before. It's not the TSA's fault. It's the flying public. It's the general public that fuck it up. And the general public keep voting for idiots to fuck even more shit up. Like Jerry Brown. He was a terrible governor in the 70s. And he's still a terrible governor. Now he's a senile old coot on top of it. And by the way, wouldn't they have tested a train on these supposed high-speed tracks before sending the Amtrak down there? Or did they figure, 80 people on an Amtrak, who cares? You know, whatever happens, happens. They don't mean shit to anybody. I think they were just the guinea pigs for this experiment. Can't wait to see who the guinea pigs are on the high-speed rail when that piece of shit finally opens here. It damn sure won't be the politicians. Whoever will be in charge now won't go anywhere near it. Don't you guys remember the monorail episode of The Simpsons? It's one of the most famous episodes ever made. And Conan O'Brien was the writer, by the way. And it completely mirrors the high-speed rail bullshit that's going on right now. You know, we were all conned into it. People bought the fucking hype. We don't need it. Nobody needs it. It's a waste of fucking money. And it's going to be a complete piece of shit when it's up and running. It'll probably run right off the fucking tracks. I guarantee you, if I'm alive to see it, I will bet money that that's exactly what the fuck happens. And I hope it does. Fucking Jerry Brown's ghost haunting that train, laughing. And anybody who gets on that train deserves their fucking fate. All right, should we give it one more spin? Why not? Here we go. Reels of fuckery. Sarah Palin, another Confederate flag, and handcuffs. Oh boy, what's going on in that wacky family?
Sarah Palin's oldest son, Track, on the wrong side of the law again.
What's he named NBC after? Track News Marks? Reports,
the 28-year-old was arraigned Sunday morning on charges of domestic violence, felony burglary, assault in the fourth
degree. Never thought he would do that again.
Mischief. He caused $250 to $999 worth of property damage.
That's more than he's worth.
It's not the first time the son of the former Alaska governor has been in hot water. In 2016, Track Palin was arrested on domestic violence charges. NBC has records that show that a girlfriend of Palin said he struck her on the left side of her head near her eye with a closed fist. She fell to the ground and was kicked. Then he threw her phone and threatened to kill himself with his AR-15 rifle.
Well, why didn't you?
He pled guilty to misconduct in possessing a weapon while intoxicated. The prosecution dismissed the rest of the charges. At the time, Sarah Palin suggested that post-traumatic stress disorder played a role in her son's troubling behavior.
Oh, you evil bitch.
She told NBC, "My son, like so many
Your
others,
son is
they
a fuck up
a
like
bit
you."
Different. The attorney for Sarah and Todd Palin said neither were able to comment on this most recent incident.
Yeah, they've pretty much given up on old Track, just like America should give up on the Palins. Enough of these people already. Sarah Palin has been a running joke from the get, and so the rest of that stupid family. Another bunch of inbred hicks. We begin with inbred hicks, and we end with inbred hicks. The fucking Palins. Another group of morons desperate to be on television. You know, when you have five or more kids, one of them is destined to be a fuck-up, at least one of them. I mean, just look at the mom, for Christ's sake. Remember this load of bullshit she spewed out during the Trump campaign last year? The first time old Trackmark got arrested for domestic violence? Take it away, Sarah.
I can talk personally about this.
Oh, that
I guess
voice.
It's kind of the elephant in the room.
Fucking kill me.
My own family going through what we're going through today.
Oh, we're going through something. It's no fault of their own, of course.
Met, having served in a striker brigade, fighting for you all, America, in the war.
Oh, it's our fault that he beats his girlfriends. I got it. Serving us. He's doing us a favor.
Like so many others, they come back a bit different. They come back hardened.
They were born
they
different
come
in
back
your case.
Wondering if there is that respect for what it is that their fellow
oh,
soldiers
shut up.
And every other member of the military.
That's her problem. Nobody ever told her to shut up
to
in life.
Country. And that's
shut up.
From that. The top is
shut
the
up.
Our military
shut up.
Personnel even have
shut
to
up.
Wonder if they have to question if they're respected anymore. It starts from the top. The question, though, that comes from our own president, where they have to look at him and wonder, do you know what we go through? Do you know what we're trying
We're still asking
to do
that question, by the way.
To secure America and to secure the freedoms that have been bequeathed us. So when my own son is going through what he goes through coming back, I can certainly relate with other families
who kind of...
Whose sons beat their girlfriends. She can relate to that. Of course she can.
And some
PTSD she blames this on.
Do return with.
It's everything else's fault but my own. I'm not a fuck-up as a mother.
For the sake of America's finest, that we have that commander-in-chief who will respect them and honor them.
Well, we didn't get that, did we? Oh, God, is she awful. And none of her kids are fucking normal. What are they, Bristol and Levi? Jesus Christ with these names. Insane. They are insane.
He fought for you, you ungrateful bastards. You can let this one slide, can't you? What is she talking about?
And this is further proof that Hillary Clinton is a complete failure. Donald Trump had Palin speaking on his behalf and still beat Hillary Clinton. Just like Trackmark beats his girlfriends and his father. Well, speaking of beating, I'm fucking beat. There's just too much fuckery out there to cover in a short period of time. But I'm sure there's a new batch of it brewing. And we will spin the wheels, or the reels, once again. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. I'm going to go bury my head back in the sand. At least the fuckery can't find me down there. Or can it? BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.com. If you're on Facebook and you're looking for me, well, you ain't gonna find me on there because I'm still banned. So fuck Facebook right in this big gaping asshole. You can find me on Twitter at TheBigAngryPhil. Find me on Instagram, BigAngryPhil. Find me on SoundCloud, iTunes, and TuneIn. Make sure you listen to and subscribe to the Tom Likas Show, TomEverywhere.com. Do the same thing with the Gary Dino Show, GaryDino.com. I will be back very, very soon to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and bring you some more fuckery, because that's just what I do. Until then, see ya.